What's going on, brothers? Would you like me to title the name? Got a video for you. It's written title, A Funeral with Cake. Here goes. So by now you've all heard the news, right? Dr. Dre has to pay Nicole Young $300K in alimony a month for life. Now, I'm guessing this is the part where all you feminuts and all you gene pool polluters can do your little victory lap. But you do realize that because this happened, the young men who see this have pretty much made up their mind that they're not going to tie the knot, which pretty much delivers the death stroke to marriage. Hence the saying, marriage is a funeral with cake. Because these greedy, gold-digging parasites made it that way. It is what it is. And while this divorce doesn't really surprise me, however, I would say this. This divorce puts another hole in this whole narrative that you can somehow alpha your way out of paying alimony and paying child support. The narrative that these dom game monkeys, these peeway clowns, and certain grifters have been pushing for years, well, they're non-existent right now. They've evaporated. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your wallet, in your bank account. It doesn't matter how much you like floss or flicks. It doesn't matter how alpha you are. You can still be part with your resources. And the young men of this generation, they've just seen that with this divorce. And they've seen it with Jeff Bezos' divorce, and they've seen it with that serpent's divorce. You know what I'm referring to. You see, there's no incentive for young men to get married anymore. There's no incentive for them to roll the dice. And I don't blame them. So this pretty much means that there'll be more bachelors, more MGTOWs in the next few years. If there isn't a whole bunch of them already. Because make no mistake, this red pill's an autopilot. Young men are not playing a game anymore. And these trollops, these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, and certain Cleon bitches are angry because they're not being approached. Or they can't date the men that they want to date because they're all slamming the doors in their face. Well, because of this divorce, it's going to keep happening. You see, who was it that fought tooth and nail to get no-fault divorce? Huh? Who was it that came up with the concept and the idea of the start of marriage? Who was it that made the divorce industry a $50 billion monstrosity? Who did that? It wasn't us. It was these feminuts, these gold-digging leeches, and these devious gashes who get their sick amusement and their joy from destroying men's lives. And their usual response to a divorce is, well, you should have chose better. Well, I say to hell with that. Keep your money in your pocket, close your wallet, walk away from the fucking table. That's a message to you young men. That's a message to brothers worth their soul, brothers with eyes, ears to hear, brothers who own their purpose, like myself. You see, my life is peaceful, it's quiet. I can enjoy nature walks, especially like the one I'm on right now. I can enjoy this without trop interference. I know that makes a lot of bitch-made Simpson serial paint sniffers jealous. I know it makes a lot of feminists jealous. It makes a lot of the psychotic malcontents jealous because they really believe that I'm somehow missing out, or I'm somehow a loser, or I'm somehow a fucking zero because I'm not joining the rest of the fucking sheep who are trying to get married only to be burned and plunged into subhuman poverty. Now, sure, Dre has millions. He has a king's fortune, but what the fuck did Nicole Young do to deserve his money? Not a goddamn thing. That's his fortune, not hers. But according to the state of California, what's his is hers, and what's hers is her own. Fuck that noise. Brothers, stack your green, keep your head on the swivel, stay on your purpose during these perilous times. Marriage is a funeral with cake, as these tribes made it that way. This newest divorce is just one more to the war chest. You can add this one to the war chest. Go your own way, live your own way. Enjoy your life, trial free, as I'm doing. If you got faith, keep the law, statutes, and commandments. You got to live for yourself and no one else. It is what it is. If that hurts your feelings, if that makes the DNA dumpsters nervous or mad, well, that's tough shit. It is what it is. Reality does not go away because they refuse to accept it. Zelina McTowell. That's all I got. Like the video, like the badass scenery in the commentary. Feel free to subscribe. If you don't know, visit my channel. You'll find a tip jar on the upper right side of the screen. That's the G-plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brother. You know Jerry, you know what you're going to be S-Y-S-B-M-S-4. These DNA dumpsters. These gold digging leeches. And those who are doing a little victory lap because Dr. Dre got divorced and has to pay $300K in alimony for life. Give him nothing. This has been Metal PSA. More to come. Stay tight. See you soon.